This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
You're listening to Jax
and Dean
on our podcast.
This is our podcast.
It is our. I've just said that, Dean.
This is our podcast.
Oh, it's still our podcast now. That's cute.
Cute.
Oh my god.
Oh my god.
Play the podcast, please.
Here with Jack and Dean with Tristan in the back for the Tuesday drive home on Joy 94.9.
Yes, and at the start of last year, I was trying to use Twitter, and I am not good at it.
Well,
you know, it would be very encouraging. Dean was very encouraging for me. We were reading out some of my tweets and rating them or whatever. I've stopped. But today, I found a very good tweet and thought we'd bring up a little tweet segment.
Tweet.
Oh, that just keeps going, that intro. I was just having a scroll, as you do, and I found this, actually, it's a tweet, but it was posted on Facebook, and it was very nice and uplifting. So, Nicole Cliff, new glasses, Jacqueline, she tweeted, "What is the kindest thing a stranger has done or said to you?" And then Tweet Chiz Zone, all right, mate, he's replied and did, "Oh, God, I can't even tell this story and not cry. Oh. I used to manage an LGBT bookstore where bookstores were still a thing, sassy. One night, a caller says he thinks he might be gay and he's considering harming himself.
Oh.
And we were not, he's like, we're not a crisis centre, but as long as we were talking, he was safe, right?
Yes.
And he goes on to say, so I talk to this guy and I'm answering his questions and I try to be encouraging and maybe I'm sounding a little bit frantic and I'm definitely ignoring the four or five customers in the store. And this angel of a woman puts her hand on my shoulder and asks for the phone. And she just says, my turn. And she, this 50-something-year-old, she probably was teenage, lesbian, talks to the stranger on the phone.
Right.
And the line forms behind her. And then every customer in that store knows what's happening on the call and knows that feeling. And every person takes a turn talking to that man. And he goes, that story still comforts me so much today.
Oh,
and that's a little tweet.
What a lovely story.
But everyone just bounds together going, I know what that feels like. And they create a little better world.
Oh, that's a very nice
story. Isn't
that
nice?
That's very nice.
It
I
is
feel
very
uplifted
nice.
Now. You are with Jack and Dean with Tristan in the back on Joy 94.9 for the Tuesday drive home.
And I'm going to have a bit of a... producer Annie's not here, so I'm going to have a Tuesday tanty for her.
Oh, it's your turn to have a Tuesday tanty.
Yeah. Now, I don't want to get... play a sting. Go screaming woman. There we go. There we are. There we are. It took me ages
What's
to get that.
What's been making you scream?
I don't want to get too serious, but we're at the pub having a fun time with friends.
Nice.
We all order food.
Yeah.
Mine comes out first.
Of course.
Which is good. Yeah, so they saw me coming. They could smell me. Oh, God, not this one. But he won't say that. And a friend stole one of my chippies.
Oh, had their meal arrived?
No.
Did you offer?
No.
Was it like on your plate or was it like a bowl of chips on the side?
I offered, I've gone, do you want to get some to share? She goes, no, I won't have any. And I've gone, are you sure?
Oh, no!
That's the thing because I'm serious about my food. Don't be having, because they weren't, the thing is, I'm not greedy. They weren't that many.
No.
And I offered her a chip. She goes, no, I'm fine. I'm just going to have a salad.
Liar,
and I'm
like, I'm having,
liar, chips on fire. And she took like five and laughed. And I'm like, excuse me.
Because you can't stop with one, though. If you're going to have one chip, you break the seal. Like, you have to just keep going.
But she just handful, grabbed them, took them out.
That's rude.
Yeah.
Okay, that's rude. What do you reckon, Tristan? Is that rude?
I think it is rude, yeah.
Oh, that's not okay.
Has anyone stole your chips before, Tristan?
No.
Well, there you go.
But should you be offering your chips around? I don't know if you should.
I just think it's weird. Also, I should add to the story, bit of background, bit of colour. I didn't really know this person. She was my friend's friend.
It's like slightly intimate.
Yeah, and I'm like, don't be reaching over grabbing my chip. I don't know where your hands have been.
Because you wouldn't reach over and grab your broccoli, would she?
No. She better not take my broccoli.
No.
No, because she's like, I'll have a salad and your chips. Still angry. What do you do?
What do you do?
Do you like share it? Or else we're going to share plate. Share plate, sharing.
Jacqueline's
chips, Jacqueline's chips.
But with the share plate of chips, though, sometimes, you know, we discussed your sister's issue with the salt.
Oh, if someone's doing the old sugar-me-do with the salt-me-do, opening, twisting off the top so you don't realise, and then you go to salt it on, you sprinkle it, and the whole thing collapses.
Yeah.
That's also...
I don't want too much salt in my chips.
Also, I'm going to throw this in the works.
Oh, okay.
Here we go. I'm just adding layers to this story.
Poke the bear. Here we go.
People want sauce on the chips, right? Are they side-dipping... Or are you squirting it on?
Oh, I'm a side dipper.
I'm a side dipper from way back, Dean.
Yeah, not on top of the chips.
No, don't drown them and don't make them soggy. What's wrong with
you? Well, then you need to use your fork to pick them up or do you use your fingers with the saucy chips.
Yeah.
No.
What are you licking? Is double dipping? How are you on that?
I'm okay with double dipping, I think.
Okay.
If it's just like a condiment.
If you know someone, yeah.
If I know them, yeah.
What if they have a big licky?
Licky, licky.
Big lick. Oh, we've done a message in on, what's the number, Justin?
0427-949.
Excellent. From Brad.
Hey, Brad.
From Marvellous Melbourne. Hey, Brad. Brad has texted in to help me, and Brad's on my side. Brad said, stab them with your fork. Well done. They're my chippies.
They're mine.
They're mine.
Not for sharing. You're with Jack and Dean, with Tristan in the back for the Tuesday drive home on Joy 94.9. We're talking about chips. And when you go to a bar and maybe... Or
talk about pinching chips.
And somebody pinches your chip.
Someone in the friendship group I did not know, without asking, just reaches over and grabs my chips and stuffs them in the mouth. And I think it's fine. It becomes like prison. It becomes currency.
Yeah.
Like cigarettes, where it's like, if you're taking my chips, and when your food gets there, then I give you some chippies. Because the chippies was not a big serve. And they were my treat.
They're your treat. Now tell me, in terms of the treat-o-meter, do you like a crunchy chip or the fluffy chip?
Oh, crunch.
So what if they arrive and someone goes through and takes all the crunch out? They target your crunchy chip.
No.
No.
I treated myself because I may have... been a bit worse for wear. So on Sunday, I thought there's a particular fast food brand that I love their chippies.
Uh-huh.
That was my treat. I'm like, I'm going to get these delicious chippies. I love this flavour.
Mm.
The salt's great.
Chippies.
And I get the large one.
Yeah.
And they were the most repulsively soggy, undercooked disgustingness.
Oh, you don't want a soggy chip.
And I'm just like, no. And my friend's like, why don't you complain? I've gone, no, I've come to this fast food restaurant. I deserve this. Like,
nobody deserves a soggy chip.
No, it's a lesson. It's like, what did you expect?
Right.
This is actually not food. But
you can find more Joycast and show blogs. Go to joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation. Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.